Football friends, are you listening? You better be. This is a podcast after all. There's a new way to earn big cash. You could play your way to up to £1 million English pounds. You could buy yourself 1/50th of Kyle Walker with that money. The game is titled Seven of the Best, or 7OTB, and it's free to enter. Each game week, you pick your seven best selections from all the fixtures in England and Scotland. One team as your banker, plus five more to win, and importantly, one fixture to draw. You get points for all the correct selections you pick, and you know what points mean, don't you, football friends? Points mean prizes. Football, our friend, it would be rude for me to win all the prizes every week. So head to 7otb.com to sign up and get playing. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to Footballers Love Letters. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes you feel a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings, or Dele Alli talking about his love for Eric Dier. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Facey B, and then bang, crash, there it was. The lads at Sport Bible posted a Throwback Thursday video, and I was in shock all over again. It was a TBT of Cristiano Ronaldo's free kick against Portsmouth. It was the birth of the knuckleball. Then, strangely, this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel. That's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to CR7 about that free kick. I'm sure hundreds of fans have written Ronnie letters in the past, but none will be as weird as this one, I promise. So this letter is addressed to Mr. C. Ronaldo, flat 7, Estadio Bernabeu, Madrid, Spain. This is Footballers Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Cristiano. Dear Ronaldo. Funnily enough, I have written you a letter in the recent past. It was when you scored that amazing goal in the Clásico, and then you got yourself sent off for pushing the referee. I understand you are a very busy bloke, but I just thought you may have responded to that letter because you have had a lot of time on your hands with the 5-match ban you got. Doesn't matter, you can make it up to me by responding to this one. Also, if you want to retweet it when it gets released on Twitter, I am sure that would do the Football Hour Twitter account no end of good. You've been scoring and winning trophies for so many years now in Madrid. Do you even remember the great times you had in England whilst at Manchester United? I suspect you must do. You and Wayne Rooney up top for the Red Devils. I bet you saw the stories the other week about Rooney being a dirty devil on Colleen. What have you made of your mate Rooney's career since you left United? He is, of course, their record goal scorer now, and was always such a good teammate to you. A very unselfish player. The same cannot be said about you, but who has the 4 Ballon d'Ors at home with them? It's certainly not Wayne Rooney. I wanted to write a letter to remind you of a piece of genius you produced whilst you were at Old Trafford. You were playing Portsmouth, who at the time were in very good nick. Not like they are now. You were playing as a striker in that game, CR7. You were in such good form, it was as if anything was possible for you. For about 2 years, you've been hitting these weird free kicks. The majority of these weirdo free kicks ended up breaking some poor bloke's nose in row Z. But then came Pompey. I think he's classed as a knuckleball. That's the technique where you sort of poke the ball and it goes like a burst balloon all over the shop. Then it flies into the top bins. You were fouled on the edge of the Portsmouth box by Sol Campbell. It was like theatre. All eyes were on you and you knew it. You live for the attention, don't you? You do this breathing thing like you're having a mild asthma attack to steady yourself. Then a rocket exploded off your twinkle toes over the heads of the Portsmouth players in the wall, which is good luck for them, because if it hit them, they'd need a good dentist to sort their teeth out. Anyway, over the wall, and David James was in net for Portsmouth. He saw his life flash before his eyes, or at least he thought it was his life, but it was a football flying at the speed of sound into the net. You just stood, arms out wide, like you were showing the world you are godlike. The free kick was biblical, and I hope you've enjoyed our little trip down footballer love letter memory lane. Thank you, Cristiano. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. Remember Seven of the Best, the game I was telling you about at the start? You don't just have to play against strangers. Make a league with your mates. I know how competitive you football friends are, so make a league and challenge them to see who can win the most cash prizes each week. The only issue is, if you win the £1 million prize, will you share it with them? I know I wouldn't. You can find plenty of new friends on a beach in Hawaii with a cocktail. Now, back to the football chat. Welcome back to the show. Alex Mearns here. Did you enjoy the footballer love letters? I hope Cristiano Ronaldo enjoyed his love letter as much as you've enjoyed listening to the Football Hour love letters. I thought of an idea, right? Because I know you enjoy these podcasts, the football love letter podcasts, right? You're always listening to them, I'm always making them. But I thought, instead of you listening to them, you could make them. If you want, you could write your own love letter to a player or to a player about a certain goal he scored, like I've just done, and email thefootballhourpodcast@gmail.com with your Word document or your, I don't know, the whole email will be the love letter. And what I will do, me, Alex Mearns, your best mate, your best football friend, I will read out your love letter, and that podcast will be dedicated especially not only to the player you wrote the love letter for, but for you. I'll put your Twitter account name in the description, in the podcast, and that will get played all over the world. So if you fancy writing your own love letter to whatever player, email thefootballhourpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. I love you, football friends. I adore you. I love you so much, I'm going to write a love letter to you one day, just like you're going to do to me. All right, in a bit. Now the podcast is sadly over. Go to 70tb.com. That's Seven of the Best's website, where you can sign up to win the big money prizes I've been telling you about all podcast. The main man behind the game is former England and Spurs legend Ledley King. He and a load of other Premier League stars, including Peter Crouch and Robbie Keane, have made their own selections. I would never fancy myself going up against Crouchy or Ledley King for a header, but I fancy my chances against them in this game. Finally, that website again, www.7otb.com, to play and to win a possible £1 million.